Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Corner. For me, it matters both in the context of success this year, but also long-term success, which matters for Buffalo, because you're getting to a point where you start looking at the last few drafts and there's not a lot of hits.
That's Mina Kimes. She gets on to talking about Kair Elam and how he could take a step forward.
Yep. She talks about learning zone coverage as he played primarily man in college. And they could certainly use that with the unknown of Tre'Davious White going forward.
Elam takes a step forward. That'd be a nice little storyline.
That would. Shouldn't they be asking more of their corners if Greg Cosell, who we played yesterday, is right that they're going to be blitzing more? Won't they need Elam to take a step forward at that point?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Would McDermott refrain from blitzing more if he wants to do that, if his corners aren't up to it?
Possibly. Hmm. Last year at corner, they spent the first half of the season without Trey,
yep.
And Elam couldn't start, and Benford was the guy for the most part. I mean, he was thrust into duty, but Benford was ahead of him, I should say.
Yep. The Bills, I brought up with Mike Leone. We brought up with Mike Leone, like, the Bills' scrimmage leader this year, James Cook, as the potential for that. It's going to be him or Diggs. That's it, right? No one else would Kincaid. I guess if he was the number two tight end in fantasy, he maybe could qualify. Who would lead the Bills in scrimmage yards? It is so funny to look back in history who the Bills' leader in scrimmage yards has been.
Really?
Yeah. You want to guess it, like, who some of these guys are?
The last what?
Some instant trivia.
The last
I've got the last 20 years. We don't have to go that far.
How many players
but
led the Bills in scrimmage yards in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
How many?
It's like eight guys.
Eight guys. Okay. Led the Bills in scrimmage yards. Okay. So Diggs has done it multiple times.
Diggs, each of the last three seasons, has been their leader. Yes.
Because passing yards don't count as scrimmage yards.
Yeah, this is just rushing and receiving.
Rushing and receiving. Okay,
rushing
Diggs.
And receiving. Diggs is correct.
Before Diggs shows up.
Yep.
Ooh. So, like, this Houston playoff year, who led them in scrimmage yards?
Yep. With 1,067.
Huh. I mean, did they have a 1,000-yard receiver? It could not have been.
John Brown.
Beasley? John Brown?
John Brown led them in receiving and scrimmage yards. He beat Devin Singletary by less than 100 yards, though.
Okay, John Brown.
I will give you a hint. Is this too big a giveaway? The point of this exercise, like this is an amazing note, but it really shows what the Bills have been. So that's 4 years in a row where a wide receiver has been their leader in scrimmage yards. Each of the previous 15 seasons, it was a running back.
Wow. That's a drought language right there.
2004 to 2018.
A running back led them in scrimmage yards.
Every single year.
So Fred.
Fred a couple of times.
Marshawn.
Marshawn did
Spiller.
Twice. Spiller did once. You're missing a guy who did it like 5 years in a row.
LeSean McCoy.
And you're missing before Lynch.
Travis Henry.
Henry before
McGahee.
This running back. McGahee, yep.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, I missed one.
One receiver?
06.
Stevie?
Nope.
06 is a running
Eric
back?
Eric Molds?
Nope.
You're saying it's another running back?
It's not another running back.
Oh.
So they went from 07
Lee
to
Evans.
18 without a receiver. But in 06, Lee Evans.
Okay.
With 1,292. Beat out Willis McGahee at 1,146. And then before that, you've got some receivers mixed in there.
Molds.
Molds a couple times. One other receiver you've not mentioned that led them in scrimmage yards in... Oh, no, you got it. Never mind.
Okay.
I was looking at Peerless Price, but Travis Henry came over top of him. So that's the list. But they've gone receiver, 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 receiver.
In years that they've been good.
And then 11 running backs before that.
Wow. What? Love it. Instant trivia. That ends up being a drought stat.
So, which makes it sound like James Cook being their leader in scrimmage yards this year would be insane.
It would be nuts.
Well, in this PFF simulator, he had 700 receiving yards. How on earth could he get to 700 receiving yards?
Yeah.
Has Allen thrown 700 yards to running backs in the last 3 years? He just doesn't do it.
Yeah. So,
one other thing real quick about the simulator. We were talking about Kincaid targets. This PFF simulation has Kincaid at 31 catches for 356 yards, 4 touchdowns. They have Deontay Hardy at like 700 yards, and that has been a common theme I've seen running these, is that they have Hardy very often pretty high and Kincaid usually below him.
You know, one thing that's, I mean, everybody knows this happened, but maybe we don't think about it enough, is Jamison Crowder getting hurt changing what the Bills' passing offense would have been last year. If he doesn't get hurt, does he get most of McKenzie's targets?
Maybe.
The reason I say that is, if Deontay Hardy plays one game and then gets hurt and misses the year,
then suddenly, right, yeah, everything's different.
Yeah, you have to acknowledge that if you're one of your top three target ideas, and I think Hardy would be, is he wide receiver three? Four? Three?
Doesn't he start, isn't he the favorite to start week one?
Yeah.
I think so. The money says that, and his routes run numbers are like through the roof. I mentioned this the other day that his target share on routes run was top 10 in the NFL, and the other 9 receivers are all superstars.
Yeah.
Like, it's Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown. I think Kadarius Toney was the one other guy.
That's how often the team is throwing to him when he runs a route.
Yeah, he's getting the ball on like 30% of the routes he runs. At least he was in New Orleans.
Will you even need the Red Zone channel, Joe? YouTube TV announced on yesterday, that the Sunday ticket, if you get the Sunday ticket at home, you can have unlimited simultaneous streams.
At the same time? Like on the same screen?
No. Get as many screens as you want at home. You can you can pull up YouTube TV and you can watch. You can become a sports bar. You get 10 TVs in your house, you can get 10 streams of games. The Red Zone channel on one, all the 1 o'clock games. You don't even need the Red Zone channel. YouTube TV.
I mean, can the bandwidth at home handle that, though? That's a lot, isn't it? I got 11 streams going at the same time.
Unlimited at home, and 2 more outside the home.
And 2 more outside the
home. Does that mean you can split the Sunday ticket with somebody?
I think, but I get 11 games and he only gets 2.
No, well, sure, but
yeah.
If the Sunday ticket is the ability to just change the channel between games.
Yeah. Yeah, but I want Chris Hansen telling me when I got to change the channel, right? I'm going to miss stuff doing it that way, aren't I? I can watch a lot of screens at once. Anything over 3, too much. And I've got like 9 games going on at the same time sometimes.
But Red Zone doesn't see the future. It just checks in on a game when a team's inside the 20-yard line or whatever or something. And
Of sees the future, doesn't it? It's showing it to me. It's like a golf. It's like a golf cast.
It's more of a recap. It's like, oh, and moments ago this was scored.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's moments ago. Michael Block's hole in one wasn't live.
Right.
For the PGA Championship, but I saw it as though it was live.
Right.
And that's going to be the same thing for Red Zone. I'm going to see Nick Chubb running for an 80-yard touchdown.
Well, if you have the screen up as a simultaneous stream, you're going to see that 80-yard touchdown.
I see what you mean. But I've got to buy 8 more TVs and find spots for 8 more TVs.
Unlimited.
I could just line my wall and like have a 360 thing. With TVs all around you, just keep spinning around like the different games.
Yeah. Unlimited.
They're making it unlimited because they don't think many people are going to go for the unlimited. They're not going to get 10 screens.
No, probably not.
They're going to get 2 or 3.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I do need to get a second TV in the bar room downstairs. We have one. Got to have a second screen.
I usually use a laptop as a second screen.
If you got friends coming over and like that's some true. Of them want to watch, like I might want to have the Stanley Cup final. They usually won't go concurrent with NBA. But if there's a hockey game and an NBA game on, some people might want to watch the NBA game, some people the hockey game. I was having people over for one of the hockey games a couple weeks ago, and my one friend didn't come over because he's a giant Knicks fan.
And wanted to watch the Knicks.
I gotta watch the Knicks.
803-0550. When we get back, one thing I noticed in Dallas and Vegas in the game last night, a hierarchy in the NHL that I think we should all agree upon.
And at some point, I've got a Tom Brady conspiracy theory for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.